The roar heard round the world.
Gay Vienna, the lilting and swinging melodies of the Merry Widow were born. This was the Vienna of dreams, of carefree happiness, nights of tuneful romance. This was the Vienna that will never return. Here the flowers seem sweeter, the music gayer, the moon bigger and brighter, where love seemed closer. From old Vienna, our Merry Widow moves on to Paris. Paris in springtime, the last word in romance. In fancy, we see the famous Maxime's Café, the old-fashioned gas lights, the girls. Of course you know the beautiful Maxime girls. Here is the rambling bar. There the quaint private boxes. Now with a rush of melody, the bizarre can-can dancers troop in. Over yonder is the wide stairway, almost ankle-deep in plush red carpet, leading to the banquet rooms above. Look, and in memory you will see her there, in her trailing, clinging gown, the Merry Widow, with every eye upon her. Remember how she sang?
Thank you.
the Merry Widow, Jeanette MacDonald herself, and Count Danilo. Yes, it's Marie Chevalier.
I love you, Sonia.
So I noticed last night.
Oh, please. I'm mad about you.
Everybody is. I've heard it at least 100 times tonight, and everybody wants to marry me. There must be something wonderful about me. What is it that fascinates all these men? What can it be? Is it my charm? Or my beauty? Or, do you suppose it's my position?
You mean your money?
Yes.
I don't know about the other men, but with me, it's strictly your money. And nothing else.
I believe you.
I knew you would. That's why I said it. If you had only told me last night who you were. If I'd only known that I held in my arms the richest widow I... What did you come to Maxim's for anyway? Oh, I see. Just a rich woman looking for a trade.
Goodbye, Captain.
Now or never, and forever, I love you. Let me hold you till I've told you I love you.
Now I'm really the richest woman in the world.
That's what I'm trying to forget.
Oh, you will, darling. For you, I'll always be Fifi, and Mimi, and Kiki, and Brooklyn. But if I ever catch you going to Maxine's, I'll divorce you.
Darling! I never knew before how much I could adore.
But when you hold my hand and look at me, I understand. I'm a music man and love is failing me at last, you know. I'm heading in the sky.
Heard a program dedicated to the supreme achievement of the silver screen, the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production of The Merry Widow, inspirationally directed by Ernst Lubitsch, and the voices of Marie Chevalier and Jeanette MacDonald in songs and scenes from the world's supreme spectacle of music, love, and laughter.